Radio. I didn't know we were on the air. Hopefully they didn't hear anything.
We're doing a show.
We got Kevin Stefanski. He's going to join us in the studio coming up at 8:30 live. Mitch Trubisky is sitting in Kevin Stefanski's seat right now.
Who?
Mitch who?
Mitch.
That'd
Wait,
be a
what
hell
did I
of
say?
A reveal.
You said Mitch Trubisky.
Ah! Kev, we got a new quarterback to throw into the competition.
Guys,
here's Mitch Trubisky.
Suit up. Never played a down of organized football in my life.
Guys, Mitch Richmond is sitting right there. Run TMC.
Mitch Spinell is sitting in the seat that Kevin Stefanski will soon be sitting. Mitch, you... How do I even get into this? You send your laundry out to get done for you?
I have a laundromat near me that has a wash and fold service that I use, yeah.
And they fold. They don't just wash it.
Yes,
ladies
they do.
And gentlemen, Mitch is a young guy just starting out. He's single.
Let's establish
he's
his
like,
age again.
He's like 35.
He's 28.
27, actually.
27.
You've lived 27. On your own for 2 years now, a year and a half?
Lived on
a
your
little
own.
Under 2 years, yeah.
I imagine you're in a position to, you're still in a position where you would like to save money?
More or less, yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know you were doing so well. Congratulations on all your success. And you send your laundry out? You don't know how to fold your laundry?
I know how to fold laundry, but a few times a month, I'll take my laundry down to a very nice laundromat near about a block away.
Does that matter? Does it matter the cleanliness of the laundromat that I know of?
No,
I imagine everybody thinks it's a clean laundromat.
It's the service, and the service is quality.
Yeah,
and
they do it with a smile.
They do actually do it with a smile. They're very nice to me over there.
Mm.
But I a few times a month, I will send like a basket of laundry down there, and by the end of the day or the next day, I pick it up. And it saves me so much time throughout my week.
How much is it?
Usually for the load that I bring in, it's about $30, at most $40.
$40 a week?
If I bring it in a week. So let's say like $100 to $120 a month.
$120 a month? What's 12 times 12?
$144.
You're talking about
$1,440.
Yeah. You're talking about $1,400 a year you're spending just to get
yes.
your clothes folded?
And that's still nowhere near
Are
my rent.
Are you high?
So you don't have the coin operated in the building?
We do. It's one very old, very dilapidated washer and dryer combination that works, but it's
just
nowhere near the quality.
Is there just one of each? That's it?
Yes.
You know what you could buy by folding your clothes? Your own clothes?
I'm aware of what I could buy, but this is like one of the luxuries that I have with in a regular basis throughout my life.
This is a luxury you've decided.
Yes.
Are you going to say something here, or am I just going to question?
You could have brown season tickets.
Yeah.
For the amount of money that you're paying.
Some people would say some people would say the laundry service is worth more right now.
You could afford one of those great experiences from the Keeper Foundation,
that's
which
right.
we will be talking about with Kevin, and you better not say that that's a better experience because I'll dump you and throw you out of here.
Of course.
So you can't tell me.
You could give one of my children the Mitch Spinell Laundry Scholarship Fund.
Yes, yes. $1,400.
I know it sounds bad on paper.
Now,
but the quality of service that I'm getting.
It sounds bad in my ears.
The quality of service that I'm getting is worth the price.
I do have to say, it does seem like a rite of passage at some point in a man's life. You do, maybe it's for the sake of perspective, you do have to do your own laundry at
yeah.
one point.
Yeah.
Just so that, have you never done it? You didn't do it in college?
No, I did it in college, and I wasn't doing the laundry service from day one. This is something that I kind of discovered. I actually was doing my own laundry at the laundromat before I realized, hey, they have this service here.
Are we paying Mitch so much that he can afford to be able
he
to do this?
He must be making a ton.
No, I got some side hustles that...
Side hustles?
Yeah.
Are
for laundry
selling
money?
Drugs?
Am I selling drugs?
Are you selling Lana's friends their ski trips?
You do look like you're a member of some sort of drug-selling mafia right now.
Well, yeah, with his windbreaker that he has on. That he definitely wore today just so he gets
because
our attention
yes.
so we can talk
yes.
about it.
This is actually
yeah.
in the back of my closet. I forgot about it until today.
Oh, so you wow. just decided to wear it today because you knew that we would
week.
Say something? No, why,
well,
did, why did you wear it?
Speak of the devil. Here we go.
Oh, now he just walked away.
Wow.
Saved by Kevin Stefanski.
That's a way to get out of the conversation.
Saved by the coach. Hello, coach. Good to see you.
So let's do this, Ken. Let's take a small break here.
Peter's here.
We're taking a small break.
We'll take a small break, guys.
We'll take a small break. All right, small break.
When
we guys can do exchanges.
We ask once and for all, who's going to be the coach of the Cleveland Browns? And whose quarterback will be.
Next on the
Fan. That's right.